People in England, Wales and Northern Ireland are less lucky when it comes to access to eye care than those in Scotland. That's according to the latest research by the Association of British Dispensing Opticians. While residents everywhere but Scotland can only access free eye care if they fall into certain categories. Scottish residents are entitled to regular tests and unscheduled care for no cost. This system has huge impacts on optical care in Scotland, saving hours of GP and A&E time compared to the rest of the UK. So what can people in England do to safeguard their optical health? Here to tell us more about minor eye conditions and the treatments available is ABDO President Clive Marchant. Thanks for joining us today, Clive. Could you begin by telling us more about the eye problems facing Brits?
Certainly. Eyesight is just so incredibly precious, and we live in this increasingly visual world. Unfortunately, the levels of unavoidable sight loss in the UK are unacceptably high, but around half of all sight loss can be prevented. This includes simply the need for spectacles, eye conditions such as cataract, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy and age-related macular degeneration.
So obviously we know about the work RNIB do, but what are some of the other eye care services available in our area?
Your local optical practice and the dispensing opticians and optometrists employed within those practices do provide a variety of services, from routine eye examinations, contact lens fitting, aftercare, minor eye condition services, diabetic eye screening and low vision services. But it's very much a postcode lottery to what services are available locally to you, in your local optical practice.
Why do you think then so many people are not getting regular eye tests, and what are the effects of this?
I think first of all the problem is cost. This lack of NHS funding means that so many people put off having eye examinations because they're going to have to pay. There's the fear of what's the outcome of that, but having regular eye health checks detects problems at early stages, and various eye conditions, if detected early on, the treatment is incredibly simple and successful.
What are some of those minor ones?
Right, minor eye conditions varies greatly. And I think, first of all, speak to your local optical practice. If you have any concerns with your vision, the health, the feeling of your eyes, and the practice team is there to help you and decide what's the best service and timetable to meet your needs. Minor eye conditions, though, include red eyes, sore eyes, uncomfortable eyes, dry eye symptoms, painful eyes. You may suspect that you've got a foreign body, something stuck under your eyelid or stuck on your eye. If you've got sudden changes to your vision goes blurred or double vision, flashes or floaters, you feel that there's part of your vision missing or disturbed. These are all things that sort of come under the minor eye condition service.
And how can optical practices help meet demand for eye care services then?
Attending A&E and hospital outpatients and even your GP cost the health service an incredible amount of money, and these services can be delivered within the local optical practice. And I think the recognition that optometrists and dispensing opticians in the high street can provide the lower level secondary care services, this frees up a valuable hospital appointment time for those who really do need urgent and specialised treatment. If we look at the Scottish model, where eye care is free, to all, whether it be routine or minor eye conditions, and then we also look at the Welsh model of low vision, where low vision services are delivered in local practices in Wales, and there is a free loan of low vision appliances. Those two models would save the health service millions, and it would help prevent preventable sight loss. And community-based services are just that much more convenient for people to attend. And I think, particularly those people who have got sight loss and, limited mobility, if it's somewhere local rather than travelling to, an eye hospital that may be some distance away, is far better for the public.
And just finally, Clive, where can people go to get more information?
First port of call has to be your local optical practice. You know, call them, pop in and talk to them. They will advise you of what services are local in that practice and locally. And you know, if it's not available in the practice, they will signpost you to the most appropriate service to meet your needs. And I think we can also, if we want to look online, search for iCare FAQ. That's iCare FAQ.
Clive Marchant, Director of the Association of British Dispensing Opticians, thanks for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Barry.